Today, we're going to take a look at a few of the most commonly confused words. First, you have the task of choosing the correct word. As you can see, there are two words in brackets. Choose the correct one and check your answers below. So, go ahead and pause this audio. When you finish the task, play the audio again, and I will go through the answers and give brief explanations on usage. Let's do it. Okay, welcome back. Here we go. The first one is there or there. There or there. And of course, it is the second option here, spelled T-H-E-I-R. Explanation. This is a pretty straightforward one. The pronunciation is the same, but the spellings are different. There, T-H-E-R-E, indicates place, i.e., he's over there, and is often connected to a noun. There are many tourists in the city. There, spelled T-H-E-I-R, is a possessive, and indicates that something is owned by two or more people. As the example above, it is their Christmas tree. Okay, let's take the next one. Which or which? And the answer is the first one. Which direction do we need to go? Explanation. Again, the pronunciation is the same here, but the spellings give different meanings. Which, W-H-I-C-H, is a pronoun and is usually used to determine between two things. Which car is yours? Which, spelled W-I-T-C-H, is a noun and is a supernatural being connected to Halloween. There's a witch living in the forest. Easy peasy. On to the next one. Affect or effect? And of course the answer is number two. Effect. Drinking has a negative effect on your health. Explanation. The pronunciation is very slightly different this time, but the spellings are very easily confused. To affect is a verb and has an effect on something else. The weather affects my mood. An effect is a noun and refers to the outcome of something. He used a really cool effect on his voice. The next one. Breathe or breath? The answer is number two, breath. My dog has really bad breath. Explanation. This time we have very similar spellings, but the additional E in breathe changes the pronunciation. Breathe is a verb and refers to the act of inhaling and exhaling. I cannot breathe because of the smoke. Breath is a noun and refers to the air that is inhaled and exhaled. It's so cold I can see my breath. On to the next one. Already or already? The answer is number one. The one word example. I have already paid for her services. Explanation. In this example, there's a very slight difference in intonation depending on if we are saying the one or two words. Already is an adverb and refers to something that has previously been completed. Have you already paid? Already refers to something or someone that has been prepared or is prepared. I'm already when you are. So we have already, already. The next one, another or other? The answer is number two, other. I'm going to speak with my other sister. Explanation. Both words here act as pronouns but have slightly different meanings. Another is used to indicate one more of something. Let's have another drink. Other is used to indicate a thing or person that is different from the one previously mentioned. Would you like to see my other bike? Accept or accept? The answer is accept. You can take everything except for my dog. Explanation. Here we have a similar difference in pronunciation as with affect, effect. Accept is a verb and used to express consent to something offered or that something is correct. He accepted the award on my behalf. Accept is a preposition or a conjunction and used to express an exception or something not included. everyone is coming except Daniel.
Well, that was it for part one of Commonly Confused Words. Be sure to check in next week when we're going to take a look at another 9 or 10 examples of commonly confused words. If you have some examples, as always, please drop them in the comment section below. See you next time.